Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. This segment of the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Make your voice heard today. Get out there. Help out. Do some door knocking. Make some phone calls. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. Get energized and get motivated because we've got an election to win, folks. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And when you need breaking news or severe weather updates, KNSS is always here for you. And let's keep it that way. Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles now. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Fox News recently reported yet another case in which two migrants, that's nice, let's just call them what they are, illegal aliens who have illegally entered the United States were charged with the murder of an innocent American citizen, 21-year-old Johan Jose Rangel Martinez and 26-year-old Franklin Jose Peña Ramos have been charged with the strangulation of 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungre, whose body was found in a creek after what appears to be a sexual assault. What's even more frustrating about this is that both of these illegals were actually caught by Border Patrol agents making their way into the country. However, due to technicalities, with Joe Biden's relaxed border policies, they were allowed to enter the country while awaiting further action. This follows other cases in which case migrants were responsible for the death of other citizens, including the death of Rachel Morin and obviously Lake and Riley. It's a debacle down at the border. Joining us now to discuss this is Michael Letts. He's a law enforcement veteran with over 30 years of experience. Letts is president and founder and CEO of Invest USA, an organization that provides bulletproof vests to police officers through various charitable groups and sponsorships. Michael, thank you for joining us, brother. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Well, John, it's always a privilege to be with you. We thank you for what you're doing for America. We are turning the corner, and I believe that we are headed for victory in a very short matter of time.
We need it in November. If we don't, I think we're going to be right back here with this same problem. And, you know, what do you say, what do you think is the biggest problem with Biden's border policy right now? I mean, he just did this executive order. And, you know, if you ask him and people in his administration, he says, oh, everything's great. We're fixing the problem. It sure doesn't seem like it to me.
The problem, John, is this. Is the Biden administration is so proficient at lying that they can't differentiate the truth from fiction anymore. And the truth is, yes, he has tried to do something on the border. But what has he tried to do on the border? He's actually tried to make it more efficient for illegal immigrants to come in. He hasn't done anything to shut down the border. He just made it easier for more of them to come across. So, you know, he would not like that being defined that way, but quite frankly, that's exactly the way it is. I can show you the small print in the bill. So when he tries to claim credit, and the only reason he did this, quite frankly, John, is because he recognizes that the polls, he is so far behind and so sunk in the polls that this is the least he can do to try to stem some of the bleeding.
Oh, absolutely. My wife and I are door knocking right now, and we're trying to get, right now we're getting about 100 doors a day. And I will tell you that arguably the number one issue when we're out door knocking is immigration. And it seems to me that it's all too easy for these migrants to make their way into our country. And this is what happens. And how frustrating is it that both of these migrants were detained by Border Patrol agents and then let go? It seems like these deaths could have been avoided, Michael. I mean, it's terrible.
What you just described was the last time we got them. There were five times before then where we picked them up and deported them and they came right back across the river. So, I mean, there obviously is absolutely no incentive for them or no deterrent for them not to come. They are encouraged to be here. You know, it's interesting, John, as I watch Americans struggle, veterans, middle income families, et cetera, and then I realize that this government has spent billions of dollars in giving transportation free food, free lodging, incidental credit cards to illegal immigrants who have never been vetted. This is what I want the American people to understand. When Joe says that he has vetted these people before they come across, it's a sheer lie.
Right.
We do not have the capacity, the personnel capacity, to vet a tenth of those people.
Even if we wanted to.
Hundreds of thousands. Even if we wanted to. And we're not doing it, even if we wanted to. So you are bringing across people who are on the terrorist watch list. Just last week alone, we picked up 10 that were ISIS from Iran. And they weren't thinking about being ISIS members. They are actual ISIS members on the terrorist watch list. These are 10 that we intercepted. How many more of them got through before we were able to intercept those 10?
Well,
in one day alone.
You bring up the gotaways, and that's the bigger issue. We're talking with Michael Letts with Invest USA. Michael, why do you think Biden is doing this? I mean, I've always thought that this isn't about growing a population. It isn't about trying to help, you know, farmers or meatpacking plants with needed workers because, quote, Americans won't do the jobs. I think it's about votes. I think it, ultimately their goal is trying to get people in here so that they can then give them amnesty, citizenship, and give them the right to vote. I think that's really what their ultimate goal is.
You're exactly right, John. And here's the issue. Let's go a step further. Why do we need the votes? They are determined at any cost, including the cost of lives of American citizens, to maintain power.
Right.
Look at the way Jill is trying to keep Joe in the race. What you saw at the debate was literally senior abuse. I mean,
yeah.
I almost started to feel sorry for Joe.
Oh, I did feel sorry for him.
You know? And then you look at, of course, their meeting today, this evening at Camp David. Jill's already, I have good contacts all around. Jill's already taken the position. They are not getting out of the race. Of course, Hunter's feeling the same way, but Hunter's got an ulterior motive.
Right, he needs a pardon. Yep.
Exactly. But, you know, when you're willing to throw your spouse under the bus and be having literally be humiliated on a national and international stages. I mean, he can't even know when the restroom is around. He just decides he's going to use it right there on the stage, you know, at Normandy. I mean, it is so embarrassing, and it's just really a senior abuse.
It is.
But why would they go to that extent? The same reason they're going to the extent they don't care whether they're terrorists or whether they're drug dealers or sex traffickers coming across. They need a large stack of names to put on the mail-in ballots to stuff the mallet boxes when they feel like they're getting behind in a particular area. Mm. And they're determined. That is their best way. They know they can't win legally or, you know, with integrity. So this is the only way they can win an election, is stuff the ballot boxes. They need names to put on there. They realize that going through the Mexican phone book or the Venezuelan phone book probably doesn't work quite as well. So this is what they do. And it's sad when they're that corrupt. Most corrupt administration I've ever seen in history, John. And they're that corrupt, they're willing to put American lives at risk just to keep power.
It is sad. It is sad. Michael, you're the creator of Invest USA. Can you tell us a little bit more about it and why support for fellow officers is so important right now?
Well, I would tell you, let's work our way backwards, John. You know, we are at the lowest we have ever been in the number of officers across this country. Some of the municipalities at 50%, New York City, LAPD, others are almost at 50%, Seattle, Portland. Many other agencies are at 75%. You can't provide law and order when you're that low. What I want people to understand is when you get down that low, you expect those that are left to pick up the balance. You're going to burn them out. You're not going to end up with anybody here in a matter of another couple months. So we have the lowest morale in history. We have the highest number of deaths. We have more officers that have been killed in the line of duty in the first 6 months than we had last year. And last year set a national record. And we're already going to double that this year, John. And when you look at how law enforcement officers have been treated, they've been abused by the media. They've been overworked. I mean, because quite frankly, what you and I were just talking about, this is one issue we talked about with Johnson that was raped and murdered by the two immigrants. But, you know, we get 4 or 5 stories a day now of illegal immigrants doing that across the country. So they are overtaxing our law enforcement. It's already at a point where it's fixing to break. And quite frankly, they just can't do it anymore.
Right.
And what do they need more than anything, John? they need to know that the American public supports them. Because right now they know that this administration and this government is using them for political purposes and abusing them. So Invest does one thing. It makes sure that our officers have the necessary equipment to come home safely to their families. Active shooter vests. 90% of cops don't have them. That's ridiculous.
Well,
that
if folks,
is literally immoral.
If folks want to help, if they want to support you, want more information or donate, they can go to investusa.org, correct?
That is correct. And one thing I like to add to that, John, if you only get 50 cents, that's fine. We want them to know that millions of patriots support them. And the final thing I want them to do, based on your show tonight, just tell a cop, fireman, EMS worker, when you see them, thank you for your service. That's all you have to say with a smile. Make a huge difference in the days to come.
Michael, I appreciate that. We definitely back the blue, and I encourage our listeners to do the same. Thank you again, my friend. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, brother.
Thank you, John. God bless you. God bless America. Keep up the good work. Together, we're going to celebrate the victory.
Yes, thank you, brother. We'll take a quick break, and when we return, we'll continue our candidate profiles. This time, we'll talk with Jill Ward, who's a candidate for House District 105. Our studio lines are open. You're also welcome to call 316-869-1330. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.